Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
I think every day he's in office, he remains a real and present danger to the country.
Our focus will be on small businesses on Main Street.
Deep inside the chest cavity of every digital woketopian beats the heart of an online tyrant.
That suppression at the same time is not a recipe for unity.
The First Amendment is something that unites us as Americans.
This is the greatest nation in the history of the world.
Suppression is not a recipe for unity. Boy, truer words were never spoken. Jason Chaffetz there. Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Welcome to you if you're following us on the Facebook page this morning. And just go to the Mark Cox Show there on Facebook and like the page. And, of course, you'll get a notification whenever we go live, whether it's here or Washington, D.C., or whatever happens to be the case. Did you hear that story about Josh Hawley and Hallmark?
Yeah.
Yeah, this confuses me. Yeah. I mean, I have a lot of questions, but I didn't even realize a company like Hallmark could set up a PAC like that.
Well, is it a PAC? I got the impression they wanted him to give back donations even from individual employees who happen to work at Hallmark.
No, it's that money from the individuals goes to the PAC.
Oh, okay. And now they want him to give it back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hmm. The vindictive nature of trying to suppress speech here amazes me. Josh Hawley did nothing wrong. Josh Hawley stood up for the Constitution. The 12th Amendment provided him with the right to do that, as Democrats have done every time a Republican's been elected since 2001. Right. They've stood up to object to electors.
Well, and this Hallmark thing seems more, I mean, people aren't going to, he's not going to give that money back, right? You can't force him to do that. And is this more of a publicity stunt than just a separation of support?
Must be. You're getting it from weak-kneed Republican donors across the country, too, and I'll stand by that. Let me get to Terry on line three, who's got some thoughts on this. Terry, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to let you know that I logged a complaint today on Hallmark.com. You can't ask for a donation back. I mean, don't collect money in the future, but what is that? I think people should all go out there online and let Hallmark know that they're going to lose dedicated customers like me. Hawley has asked for a free and fair election and an investigation. That is not excusable for Hallmark to ask for money back. Silly. That's
amen.
Silly.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Terry. And thank you for calling in and stating that very clearly this morning. You know, Josh Hawley did speak out yesterday. Well, we haven't heard much from him since all this hullabaloo last week. And you like that word? It's sort of like malarkey.
Yes.
Hullabaloo. Yeah,
not used very often. Super hip of
you. go to what Josh said yesterday about the publishing company pulling his book.
Well, I think it really shows, Tucker, that we're in a period where the First Amendment values and principles of freedom of speech, also freedom of worship, freedom of religion, these things are really under attack by some quarters, by many quarters. And again, I come back to the fact that this is something, the First Amendment is something that unites us as Americans. And in this time of division, in this time of chaos, we've got to stand strong for that.
Yeah. Yeah, could you imagine the screams from the left if it was Hillary's book?
Right.
Or Michelle Obama's book that they refused to publish.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he has to give back the money they gave him up front for the book.
I don't know. That whole thing is still, and the Hallmark even having a PAC that contributes to conservative donors is strange to me.
Yeah.
As far as a public, I mean, a company like that goes taking a political stance. I don't know. To me, it puts them in the media in a weird way.
Yeah. I don't know who they think they're appealing to with a silly request like that.
Right.
It just makes no sense to me.
Well, because you'd think that they'd anger Democrats initially. I mean, putting that information out there would anger Democrats because they've been donating to conservatives for X amount of time. So it seems like a lose-lose.
Yeah. Let me get to Lynn here on line four. Lynn, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to say two things. One, I'm not a Hallmark Channel watcher, but I tell you what, I don't recommend Hallmark of anything to anybody anymore. If they're that easily bent over, shall we say, that they have to announce that they want Hawley to give back his the money that they gave him because of his stance on a right political issue, then they're not even worth buying things from. And the second thing I wanted to say, you know, there's a rally coming up here on the 20th, and it's supposed to have guns and, you know, it's supposed to be an armed rallies all over the country in the capitals. Every Second Amendment gun owner needs to stay as far away from that as possible. There doesn't need to be one of us conservatives there at all.
I don't know.
This is a trap.
I don't know anybody who's planning to. I'd never even heard of anything like that until
the
FBI.
I read it yesterday all over the place. Did you not see it?
Well, no. I mean, I saw that the FBI warned that there were protests in 50 states that were planned for Inauguration Day. But what I'm saying is I haven't seen any information on a protest in Missouri or a protest in Illinois. I mean, normally you would find that stuff somewhere on social media. I scour social media every day. I've not heard of any group that's planning the protest. Have you?
I haven't heard of a group, but as we have found out over the last year or so, the left will let you know what they're doing before they do it. And we also know that social media does not cover everything that we think they should cover. So if we don't see it, it doesn't necessarily mean it's not happening.
Well, that's true. And Lynn, I appreciate your phone call this morning. I'm just saying, I heard that story, but I haven't seen or heard any evidence that there were protests planned. Now, it may be some group is planning to do it that I have no connection to. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And I agree with Lynn 100%. You would be insane to attend something like that, particularly given what some agitators did in Washington, D.C. last week. You would have to want a target on your back to attend an event like that, which at this point is senseless anyway. It's completely senseless. Let me get to a quick break here. 314-241-9797. Our restaurant hotline feature coming up here in just a couple minutes. And time for more of your phone calls before Chris Arps joins us at the bottom of the hour.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The SOS Restaurant Hotline on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Dial 314-955-TALK for the SOS Restaurant Hotline on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I'd like to recommend everybody patronize two restaurants here in Florida, Pearl Cafe and Ruby's Mexican restaurant. There's several more out there, but especially Pearl Cafe, 25% capacity. That place is small. You get like 5 people in that restaurant for 25% capacity. That's not right. They do lots of takeout. So that would be another way to patronize them, to help them out. They're both great restaurants and great people in the Florissant area, and you won't be disappointed with what you get there. Also, Sam Page, quit this lockdown stuff. It doesn't work. It doesn't help with the virus, and all you're doing is destroying our businesses. Thanks.
Amen. Go check out Pearl Cafe and the Ruiz Mexican restaurant up there in Florissant or Hazelwood, there and where our caller called in. Good message to Sam Page. Now, if I understand correctly, what the man said yesterday, we might just be able to lift some of these restaurant restrictions. Did I see next month? Is that what that said, Denise?
I'm not sure. I know I read something that they're talking about it, but there's no. I mean, people are talking about it. I'm not sure how much he is. He just pushes it off.
The Channel 4 reported restrictions on restaurants in St. Louis County could be eased as soon as next month.
I think that means he was asked the question, but he didn't actually answer the question.
Of course not.
Yeah.
All right. Well, still silly season that we're shutting down our restaurants and, not letting these business owners make a living. I mean, many of them will never recover from this. Never.
Yeah.
Call our hotline, 314-955-TALK. If you work at or are the owner of a local restaurant and you want a chance like that gentleman had to pitch your restaurant on the radio, we're going to give you a chance to do that. Call, leave us a message, and we will we'll play back on the air. 314-955-TALK is the phone number. I saw in L.A., is it Los Angeles, mm-hmm. where they want people to wear masks in their houses.
Okay.
I mean, I think it was being specifically to if you work in a hospital, right. If you're a frontline mm-hmm. worker, that even when you're at home, you should wear a mask.
Okay.
Okay. But aren't the frontline workers the ones getting...
The vaccine
first, right? Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it made sense. I just sent the article.
but don't worry, because when Joe Biden gets in office, in his first 100 days, he's going to give out 100 million vaccines.
Okay.
From the basement of the White House, apparently.
Great. If he's got them, circulate them. I also would like to see. I'd like to see this mask in the home thing enforced. It's like when Pritzker told us in Illinois that we couldn't dance in our own home. It's like,
right.
Okay, come
don't
and get
sing,
it.
Don't shout. Right.
I'm going to sing Happy Birthday and dance the cha-cha slide. Come and get me, JB. Whatever.
Pritzker, ridiculousness.
It's so silly.
And how about Mike Madigan announcing yesterday he won't run again for speaker? Maybe that's because he hears the footsteps of the law on his heels.
Well, they did a vote, and he didn't have the support. So now he's not saying he's withdrawing. He's just recommending they look for somebody else.
Yeah.
I mean, he's dragging his heels, kicking and screaming like that. He wants to be the speaker.
I'm not foolish enough to believe that anything in the state of Illinois will change when he's not the speaker. But the guy is the poster child for term limits.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he has been in office over there longer than the two of you have been alive.
I know. They call it the Madigan machine.
I hope the
next speaker has an M in their name so the alliteration works still.
Wow. That's just crazy. I heard Annie talking about that yesterday on her show and doing an interview with someone from Illinois. So, I mean, go look up your representative if you're in Southern Illinois and find out if they had planned to vote for Madigan again had he been reelected. And you have a really clear indication of who are part of the problem and who's not in the state of Illinois.
Yes,
By the way, Illinois and New York are both banking on a bailout by the federal government when Joe Biden becomes president.
Yes.
Just so you know, that's coming.
That's got to be the reason that they've held on to these restrictions for so long.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's no other excuse for tanking your economy that much further.
They're waiting for the handout.
Mm-hmm. Waiting for Uncle Joe to get up there and start handing out that cash. Shaking that money tree. Hey, let's get to a quick break. We'll talk to Chris Arps. He was in Jeff City yesterday for the inauguration of the governor. We'll be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Our focus will be on small businesses on Main Street that aren't wealthy and well-connected, that are facing real economic hardships through no fault of their own. Our priority will be Black, Latino, Asian, and Native American-owned small businesses, women-owned businesses, and finally, having equal access to resources needed to reopen and rebuild. But we're going to make a concerted effort to help small businesses in low-income communities, in big cities, small towns, rural communities that have faced systemic barriers to relief.
Who is a man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it?
Did he miss it completely that time? Chris, how are you?
I even tried. Or if he's there.
Chris, you there?
Oh.
I'm not hearing him. He must be on mute or something.
He's a very busy man.
His wife, Becky's hoping to find that button again.
He picked up the phone, and he's on our end.
Hello, Chris.
Chris.
I'm afraid Big Tech has shut Chris down this morning. We'll have to join him at a future date.
He'll check
what do you
in
think?
Whenever he's ready.
Try again later.
Time.
The people at Verizon or AT&T or whoever provides Chris with phone service apparently decided to hit the mute button on him this morning.
I mean, I guess our play here is to just keep him up until he checks in with us, right?
I guess so. Hey, Chris, are you there?
This is a fun game.
Maybe we should hang up in case he doesn't know he's got a live phone line and he says something he shouldn't.
I don't know. That seems kind of fun.
He would never do that.
What could Chris Arps possibly say to get us all in trouble this morning?
I don't know. Chris, are you there?
He's not there yet.
Okay. Well,
I hear the rumblings in the background.
Yeah.
I do too. I can't imagine. He was texting me at like 4:30 this morning. Maybe he dozed off. I mean, that's possible that he just went back to sleep. Anyway, we'll get back to our friend Chris. He's probably tired because he spent the day in Jeff City yesterday. And, you know, at the inauguration, which went off without a hitch, apparently it was open to the public, but it was cold.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, invited the general public, and apparently it's a fairly low turnout, as you can imagine, because it was cold outside. They did it all outside, and the governor was sworn in yesterday down in Jeff City.
I think I heard him. We could probably try again. Oh,
Chris Arps, are you with us?
He said, I heard him say Mark Cox, but he didn't wait past the yesterday
really?
Talk. So
I don't know where he is. It's very strange.
I mean, I think he's probably at home, but we'll find
Hey, Chris,
him.
Can you hear us? Maybe he's watching on Facebook.
He's certainly not there anymore. He
right,
will call
right.
us back.
Yeah, we'll get back with Chris here in a couple of minutes. He's trying us back even as we speak. You know, something I've been wanting to get to, though, while we were waiting on Chris to get back with us. Did you see that story yesterday that the Attorney General, Eric Schmidt, had to go on to the Post-Dispatch and deny that he had any knowledge of a group that at some point had some connection to Republican attorneys general nationwide who ran a robocall, the Rule of Defense Fund is what it was called, Rule of Law Defense Fund. Listen to the robocall they were running and tell me if you think there's anything to apologize for. Go to cut 18.
I'm calling from the Rule of Law Defense Fund with an important message. The March to Save America is tomorrow in Washington, D.C. at the Ellipse in President's Park between E Street and Constitution Avenue on the south side of the White House, with doors opening at 7 o'clock a.m. At 1 o'clock p.m., we will march to the Capitol building and call on Congress to stop the steal. We are hoping patriots like you will join us to continue the fight to protect the integrity of our elections. For more information, visit marchtosaveamerica.com. This call is paid for and authorized by the Rule of Law Defense Fund, 202-796-5838.
Okay, I'm waiting. Did you hear anything in there that would cause anybody to apologize for any loose association with that group? Nothing. It was a robocall informing people that this was going to take place, that the president was going to speak, and that there would be is Chris there?
I am.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Where have you been, brother?
You know, when Frank called me, I used headphones, and all of a sudden I couldn't hear anything, and then when I took them out, I could hear you. So that's my bad. I apologize for that. I heard everything you've been saying.
All right. So anyway, welcome to the show 5 minutes late, Chris. Good to have you.
CPT. But thank you. Appreciate that. I missed my theme. Darn.
I'm like, he didn't even try this week. It was just, you know, one of those things. Hey, you heard that soundbite I just played. I saw where Eric Schmidt had to distance himself from that and say that he didn't know anything about that. And why is that even a story? That a lot of people were encouraging people to go to D.C. It had nothing to do with assaulting the Capitol building that 60 or 70 people were involved with, or I don't know if the number's bigger than that or not. Whatever the number was, it was minuscule compared to the number of patriots who were outside for the rally. We are in a dangerous time in this country where free speech is being crushed, Chris Arps.
Oh, definitely. We are, you know, the reason that this is an issue because the left is in extreme cancel culture mode right now.
Yes.
You've seen the reports where Forbes magazine has said that if anybody hires any of the former Trump press secretaries, that they're going to out them. And they're saying that you lied during the presidential campaign, during Trump's presidency, and so you shouldn't be allowed to work in the private sector because you're a liar. We see these companies, major Fortune 500 companies, that are not giving to politicians that were involved with the rally that happened Wednesday and the activity on the Senate and House floors. So we're in extreme cancel culture, Mark, and it's a scary time that we're living in. I graduated high school in 1984, and Orwell's 1984 is here.
It is, and I read a couple of quotes from it earlier today that are just scary. They had something called newspeak, he referred about, which was you had to say things a certain way or your speech would be muted. I mean, here we are today with websites being taken down and apps like Parler being taken down simply because people don't like the political point of view of the people using those apps. I mean, we're on the precipice of something dangerous. Joe Biden needs to stand up if he ever wants unity during his administration and say, you need to stop this right now.
And what's even more scary, Mark, is whatever you believe is the president's culpability with last week's insurrection at the Capitol, the fact, we can debate that, the fact that Twitter and Facebook are silencing the most powerful man on earth is frightening.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that.
Seriously. That's over the top to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's true. There have been all these rumors all this week that the president's about to speak. The president's going to speak at 2:00. The president's going to speak at 2:15. The rumors are flying all over the place. Yesterday, it's because there was a State Department put out a release that Mike Pompeo was going to be speaking somewhere, and everybody was of the false belief that it was going to be the president instead. I don't know why. But Pompeo came out and he did speak, and what he said was powerful, and he indicted the mainstream media in this country while defending the greatness of America. A lot of people probably didn't hear it. I want folks to hear it this morning. Go to cut 15, please.
The United States secures freedom. There is no moral equivalence. This is a self-evident truth. It is not fake news for you to broadcast that this is the greatest nation in the history of the world. And the greatest nation that civilization has ever known. Indeed, I'm not saying this to ignore our faults. Indeed, just the opposite. It is to acknowledge them. But this isn't the vice of America, focusing on everything that's wrong with our great nation. It's the voice of America. It certainly isn't the place to give authoritarian regimes in Beijing or Tehran a platform. Your mission is to promote democracy, freedom, and American values all across the world. It's a U.S. taxpayer-funded institution aimed squarely at that. Indeed, this is what sets VOA apart from MSNBC and Fox News and the like. You can give voice to the voiceless in dark corners of the world. You're the voice of American striving. You're the voice of American exceptionalism. You are indeed the tip of freedom's spear.
Well done, Mike Pompeo. I want to applaud him for that, trying to get a little poke in at the mainstream media there and talk to these folks about the importance of what they do and that it's still okay to brag about American exceptionalism on The Voice of America. That was great. Did you hear any of that, Chris?
I heard. I think the president is taking some very wise advice and is staying out of the limelight and waiting for January 19th when he heads out of town. Right or wrongly, to many Americans, he has lost the moral authority to make the speech that Mike Pompeo said. Everything that Pompeo said, I agree with it. I think he was a better spokesman to make that speech than the president right now.
Well, I don't think the president was ever planning to make it, but I would disagree with you that he's lost the moral authority to do so.
Lost the moral authority.
The news headlines this morning are all claiming that Kevin McCarthy's telling people he talked to the president and he's taking some responsibility for what happened last week. Here's my point. If audio existed of the president inciting a riot, it would be playing in a nonstop loop on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, pick the left-wing media of your choice. They're not playing it because they don't have it. So that's my point there. It just it's driving me crazy how people are trying to rewrite what happened last week in D.C. Hey, Chris,
Mark, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, I need to get to a break here. Oh. I was going to see if we could. Let's do that on the other side of this break. And I want to ask you about the inauguration down in Jeff City yesterday as well. That all right? We'll get Chris on hold. We'll take a quick break. 314-241-9797. Yeah, the downside of working from home this week is my dog is behind me with one of her squeaky chew toys, and you may hear that in the background.
Oh, that's what makes it fun.
Yeah, that's not a downside.
I can't reach her to make her stop, and she just kind of looks at me and wags her tail when I say stop doing that.
Oh, somebody play with her.
Yeah, I know. It's awful. Hey, Chris Arps is with us this morning and, of course, host of the Weekend Report with Tony Colombo. And before we went to break, you said you had a question for me. What would that be, Chris?
I did. You know, I don't believe, and I think many fair-minded Americans don't believe that the president, you know, specifically went out there and told people to riot and, you know, cause mayhem. But don't you believe that some of the words that he said prior to that, you know, castigating his vice president, basically calling him unloyal and a coward and saying that they're stealing this election from us, go down and march to the Capitol. Don't you think that may have inflamed some of the more cuckoo for Cocoa Puff elements that were at that rally?
Well, I mean, I think both sides have cuckoo for Cocoa Puff people, but here's what I heard the president say. I know everyone here will soon be marching to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Today, we will see whether Republicans stand strong for integrity, period. That's what I heard the president say. I never heard him say, I want you to march down there, kick in the doors, and go into the chamber to make sure that they do what I need them to do, because that would not make any sense. I mean,
what happened there hurt his
efforts more than anything, Chris.
But do you think maybe giving people false hope that Vice President Pence could not select the electors or some stuff could happen to overturn the vote when this was mainly just a symbolic gesture?
There were legal opinions that differed with that. In the end, Pence chose not to follow that legal advice. He chose to believe that he didn't have the power to do that. But there were people that believed that he did have the power to impact it, at least from the standpoint of sending the slates of electors back to the states to have them re-examine them. And he opted not to do that, but I believe that would have been an option for him. That's my belief.
I find it hard to believe that the founders and framers of the Constitution would vest that much power in the vice president where he could decide on electors to reject them or not. I just don't think the founders meant to give him that much power.
I think they could, put the 12th Amendment in there for a reason.
What's that?
I still believe they put that amendment in there for a reason because of problems they'd seen in states around the country. Listen, we're going to run out of time. How was the inauguration yesterday?
You know what? It was not the type of affair that we had in 2016. Of course, the crowd was not as many people were there. There weren't any events afterwards, but it's still a beautiful ceremony watching the peaceful transfer of power, even though it's, you know, the same governor. It just shows you the majesty of America. And Mike Parson's speech really showed why Missourians overwhelmingly elected him. His speech was about reconciliation and about how great a country we are and how great a state of Missouri is and that we need to come together. And I think those are the words that we needed and the man that we need to lead Missouri going forward.
There you have it. Joe Biden should take a hint from him and quit trying to shut down his opponents. that might lead to a little more unity. I'm just saying that out loud. Hey, Chris, thank you, my friend. Good talking to you, as always.
Good talking to you. We got to go have a beer and finish our conversation.
Yes, sir, we will. I'll prove you wrong one way or the other.
All right. All right.
Hey, have a great day. Kilmeade's up next. We'll see you back here first thing tomorrow morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.